Another active week, Senator.
Yes, there is. Of course, we've spent a lot of time debating on the floor the gaming bill. This week, we spent several hours discussing Senate Bill 98, and it does center around the future of gambling in our state. Many of us have seen those gray machines that are in our gas stations and bars, and I think there's about maybe 20,000 of those things located across Missouri. They're called gray because they're not particularly regulated by the Missouri Gaming Commission, and that with that, of course, the state gets zero tax revenue from them. So Senate Bill 98 was ultimately laid aside last evening, but could be brought back up before we adjourn on May 14th. And basically, that bill just attempts to form somewhat of a compromise by removing the gray machines, but expanding what they're calling video lottery terminals, or VLTs. And they like to see them in truck stops, fraternal organizations, veterans organizations, various bars that serve by the drink or restaurants. You know, in addition, the bill authorizes sports betting through Missouri, licensed casinos. But the prospect of increased funding for education, although it is enticing, as we all know my background, I'm still uncomfortable about expanding gaming in the state. For starters, I don't think this matches with the traditional values of the 33rd District. So as currently written, the bill gives local governments 1 year to opt out of expanding gaming. And I've visited with the sponsor, and I sure would prefer the bill to be written so that local governments had an option to opt in. I think they should raise their hand and say, yes, we'd like to have those in our community or not. You know, I also want to have a say in this, and I supported an amendment that would put a referendum clause on the ballot so that people would have a voice and a vote. So last night, the Senate also took some time to debate Senate Bill 39, which is commonly known as the Second Amendment Preservation Act. With new executive orders being issued from D.C., my constituents are rightfully concerned as we hear the news about their Second Amendment rights. This is one of the top issues that constituents have contacted my office about, and I just want to make sure everybody knows that I hear them and I do support this legislation. And I has also met with and heard concerns from our law enforcement folks who are worried that this legislation could impact their ability to do their jobs. And, you know, in the end, I just hope that we are able to thread this needle and find a workable solution for all involved. In addition, you know, we spend lots of times this time of year in appropriations. As one of the only two freshman senators on the Appropriations Committee, I've taken my role very seriously and very proud to say that I've gotten some, what I think, good work done. So far, I've secured some funding for career and vo-tech centers, some volunteer fire department, workers' compensation, EpiPens for rural fire districts, and even provided some support for some character education pilot programs for 8 of our public school districts. All that's good work, but we have more work to do. As you know, that on the floor this week, we are going through all of those budget bills, and so next week, I'll have even more to report on that. As we always end up this segment, we had visitors to the Capitol and was thrilled to see Kim Rich out of Coastal Energy, Willow Springs, come to say hi and give us her support. Also, we had Cowboy Rick and Bev Hamby out of Caulfield and Robert Kleinlein, Sandy Herford, and all of the folks. We had kids from across the state who have been part of this program, and basically it is they've resurrected a stagecoach that was built back in the 1800s, and they started a pen pal program. And so kids in elementary schools get to meet Cowboy Rick with the stagecoach and hand him their mail, and he and the horses take it out across Texas and California, wherever else they go. And it's just a neat historical lesson. It's a neat experience for the kids. Today, I was able to postmark a couple of letters that's going out to some elementary principals out in Texas. So I appreciate them coming up and making it a fun day for us here at the Capitol.